Well, I'm excited. 2 weeks in a row of having Dad back. It's a wonderful thing. And looking forward to what he has to share with us this morning, and I'll go ahead and turn it over to him now.
I am excited being here 2 weeks in a row, too. And I feel so good today. I'm not here because I look good. My skin is peeling and my hair is shorter than it's been since I was 10 years old. But the doctor called the other day and said, your blood numbers are up, and which means it's good. The right numbers are up, the white cells, the platelets, and the red. And there's other things that are going on, but I don't know all about it. But the doctor's happy, and I'm happy. One more week with my therapy. I've got a pump going all the time, 24/7. And after that, I get a few days off where I'm not hooked up to anything. So I'm looking forward to that. I appreciate every one of you. Thank you for all that you do for us. And more than anything, thank you for your faithfulness. You know what keeps this church going is your faithfulness. We appreciate that. And I think right along with that, the prayers that we have for one another. And when one of our members hurts, we hurt. We hurt with Jennifer and her family. Hearts are broken. We were excited, and then our hearts hurt. We're going to pray, God, give comfort. And in every situation, doesn't matter what it is, we're going to pray that the Lord give comfort and strength and healing and deliverance. Many nights in the hospital, I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, couldn't sleep, start praying. Had a whole list of us that needed prayer. And we prayed for everybody that I could think of. And I appreciate the hand of God. I want to speak out of the book of 2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 6 through 15. A few weeks ago, I spoke about Elijah. And we left him on the mountain, getting ready to go do some work for the Lord. One of the things he was going to do was anoint Elisha to follow up for him, to be his replacement. And the Lord laid that out perfectly. And we kind of pick it up where Elijah goes on to be with the Lord, and Elisha is left to take his place. And I'm going to begin with Let me begin with prayer, because we're going to get started and we'll have commentary and just want the Lord to bless. Lord, thank you for today. What a wonderful day it is that we rejoice in you. We rejoice in your power. We rejoice in our fellowship with you and with each other. I pray anointing upon your word. I pray that you break every chain. Break every yoke, and that you set your people free. And by your word, this will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. So, 2 Kings 2, 6 through 15, begin with verse 6. Then Elijah said to him, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Jordan. Now, Elijah had said this before, said it about when they left Gilgal to Bethel to Jericho and then to Jordan. And in each case, Elisha. Why didn't God name these guys Frank and Sam? Because Elijah and Elisha are easy to get confused. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. He had been with them about 10 years after God told him to call Elisha to be his replacement. Quite a bit of training time. I will not leave you. And the two of them went on. And the 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood facing them at a distance while the two of them stood by the Jordan. Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, and it was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. That's pretty handy, isn't it? Not to get your feet wet, not to have to swim, not to look for a bridge. Just hit the water with the mantle. And so it was, when they crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you?" And Elisha said, "Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." He didn't ask small. This was a big thing. And he said, "You have asked a hard thing," meaning you have laid a great claim, not an impossible thing, not too difficult for God, and not too difficult for Elijah to agree. He said, "Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so." All those times that Elijah said, "Stay here," and now the condition is, "If you see me, go away." And Elisha made the right decision. "As the Lord liveth, I'm not leaving you. I'm clinging. I'm staying close." And now this becomes the condition for his great request for a double portion of the power and the anointing of Elijah. And it happened as they continued to walk on that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by whirlwind into heaven. That's amazing. Only two men have been translated or taken without death, and that is Enoch and Elijah. And Elisha saw it, and he cried out. Why did he cry out? He kind of knew it was going to happen. Every prophet, sons of the prophet, said, "Your master's going to be taken away from you today." And he said, "I know. Hold your peace. I know what's going on." That's why he stayed close. That's why he wouldn't let Elijah out of his sight. But he cried out, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen." So he saw him no more. Why did he cry out, "My father, my father"? Because Elijah was a mighty, mighty prophet. Because he had had battles with Ahab and the prophets of Baal, and every time he went to battle, he won victory. Every time he come up against the power of the enemy, he won victory. So it was a great moment. It was an emotional and powerful time. So he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes, and he tore them in two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him. This is a little something that God had left. And he went back and he stood by the bank of the Jordan. And then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water. And this is what he said. This is the title of our message. Where is the Lord God of Elijah. I'm going to kind of turn that to say, I am ready for your power. I am ready for your power, Lord God. Where's the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also struck the water, it was divided this way and that way. And Elisha crossed over this time by himself. Now when the prophets, sons of the prophets who were from Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. They recognized that the power of God that was upon Elijah had come upon Elisha. These were sons of the prophet, but there was a special anointing on Elijah. And now there's a special anointing on Elisha. And he saw the demonstration of that with the first miracle. Elijah performed 8 miracles that were mighty, the last one being the crossing of the Jordan. Elisha performed 16 miracles, and the first one was crossing over the Jordan. These sons of the prophet recognized the power and immediately said, let's go search for Elijah. And Elisha said, he's gone. You don't have to worry. They kept pressing, and he said, okay, go look. And they came back after a search of some days and said, we couldn't find him. He's with God. Elisha knew that. You've asked a hard thing. You've laid or made a great claim on our great God. The word Elijah means Jehovah is God. The word Elisha means God is salvation. Like I said, Elisha had been the servant of Elijah for about 10 years. That's the travels and the experience of Elisha. I'm not going to go any further with that other than to say, when Elijah said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? He was ready for the power. And I want to speak to you and I about being ready for the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. There's a scripture that says that they were continually being filled with the Spirit. And that needs to happen in our lives. How many can say amen to that? Amen. We need always to be filled, to be refilled, to be refreshed, to be touched. I'd like you to turn with me to Acts 1, 4 through 8. And then we'll read in the book of Mark, chapter 16. Verse 4 says, in Acts 1, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to part from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water. And this was John the Baptist's testimony too. I baptize you in water, but there's one coming after me who is mightier than I, and he will baptize you in the Holy Ghost with fire. And Jesus said, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. It would end up being about 10 days. Therefore, when they came together, they asked him, saying, Lord, Will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, now, Jesus taught them. Jesus gave them revelation. Jesus gave them mighty things. There's a scripture in Jeremiah that talks about when you ask of the Lord, he will grant you what you want and give you revelation of things that you didn't even ask for. And we live under that promise of the revelation of the Lord. But Jesus said about this question, now understand that God will restore the kingdom to Israel, but it won't happen until the 7-year tribulation, which hasn't started yet, is finished. It won't happen until after the Battle of Armageddon. And then the Lord will restore to Israel the kingdom. But they were asking way back 2,000 years ago, 2,000 plus years ago. But Jesus said, it's not for you to know the times and season, which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power. This is what I want you to know. This is what I want you guys to focus on. This is what you need more than anything else. And church, this is what we need more than anything else, to receive that power. And I was baptized in the Holy Spirit in 1962, but that's not enough to go on. That power of God needs to be renewed and continually moving in our lives, like the scripture says, like a river that flows out of us, a living water that flows out of us. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the world, into the earth. Some believe that the power is just to witness, to enhance our witness. I think the power is for everything in life, every issue, every way of testifying, every way of ministering to God, every way of worshiping God, praising God. I believe that power is for everything. I want to turn to the book of Mark, chapter 16. I'm going to read verses 15 through 20. And he said unto them, this is kind of reversing the time. Jesus said this first, and he said the other after, before he ascended to God. But he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. There's a lot of people that believe only certain ones are chosen to be saved. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. Here's the condition. Whosoever can come to the Lord, whosoever. We're of a free moral agent. We have the right to choose. Sometimes I wish we didn't have that, so many rights to choose. But we do. Free moral agent. Grace to those who receive and condemnation to those who do not. And these signs shall follow those who believe. I've read this a million times. I preached it 422. That may be a little bit of a stretch. But so many times, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They will cast out demons. As I've looked at this over the course of time, I've wondered, Why this order? We don't see many demons being cast out these days. Does that mean there's not as many as in the time of Christ? I don't know, but I think there's still plenty of demons around. We have power in the name of Jesus to cast out demons. Right after that, they will speak with new tongues. And I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm bold in telling you today that speaking in new tongues is associated with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Debbie and I watched a video of Catherine Kuhlman from 1972 in Mabry Center in Oklahoma City, I believe. Oklahoma City, or is that Tulsa? Anyway, it's in Oklahoma somewhere. It's the headquarters of Oral Roberts University. And Catherine Kuhlman was countering the charismatic renewal that was going on. And she said, I believe in the Holy Spirit. And I believe you will speak in a new tongue. And she said, I'm not talking about gibberish. I'm not talking about someone teaching you to speak in a new tongue. You will, by the utterance of the Holy Spirit, speak a new language, and you will be speaking unto God. Now, I've heard her say, I believe in miracles on many broadcasts, but this was, I believe in the Holy Spirit. And I believe that these languages, these tongues, are associated with baptism in the Holy Spirit. As Jesus so taught before he left this earth, go, wait until the promise is received. Don't go preaching, teaching, doing anything until you're filled with the Spirit. And they will take up serpents. I've been in those services when I was a kid, and I don't remember one person handling a snake, but I know I was there because I was told so. When I was in first grade, Eli Sanders, which was in a Pentecostal church on the way to my school, our church was on the way to the school too, but a little closer to our house. We didn't believe in picking up snakes, but Eli Sanders' church did, and he got bit by a snake, by a rattlesnake, and he died. And I've always said, if you play with snakes, you better be ready to go to the doctor or die, because in my mind, that's not what this is. My mom said that there was a story of an old guy that threw a rattlesnake into a church that wasn't a snake handling church, and the preacher, while he was preaching, went out and grabbed that snake and threw it outside. Now that's a good use of picking up a snake, protecting the congregation and dealing with the devil. Dealing with the devil. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. And I've seen people foolishly drinking poison, and I'm against that too. If we drink something that is poison and not know it, I believe God can protect us. And then the last thing is, and they lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I'm a big believer in that right now. Anybody that wanted to lay hands on me, I've said, go right ahead. I appreciate it. Appreciate every prayer. Appreciate every prayer. But I want you to know that it's the power of God that is going to come and bring our healing and our deliverances. Verse 19, so after the Lord spoke, unto them he was received unto heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. You know what I like about this last couple of verses is that God didn't say, go and do the best you can. God is with us every day, making it happen. He's sitting at Jesus, sitting at the right hand of God. And every time a prayer comes in, Jesus is saying, Father, these nail prints in my hand, as Donnie said, these nail prints in my feet, and these stripes on my back are the reason you can move and help. Do this miracle. Do this mighty thing. Answer this prayer. There are other needs besides healing. Mine's been focused on healing for the last 4 or 5 months because I got sick all of a sudden. I don't know if it's all of a sudden, but it was discovered, and I've been in the hospital most of this year, or a good part of it. And I want healing. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? I am ready for the power of God in my life. But there are other needs. People have questions about life that torment them. What's happening to me? Why am I going through this or that? I have people, doctors all the time saying, are you suicidal? And I say, no. If I were suicidal, I wouldn't be at the hospital going through all these treatments. Just stay home and die. I'm not suicidal. I'm not depressed. I'm not discouraged. The battle gets long sometimes. But I'll tell you what, when the battle gets long, God comes along and shows his power and his mercy and his presence. How can you be discouraged when you've got a God sitting on the throne and Jesus sitting next to him with the Holy Spirit in our lives filling us day by day by day? Some people are concerned about their future, and rightfully so. I am too. A few months ago, Debbie and I were both working and pastoring the church, and everything was really going well. But now we're both not working, pastoring the church, and we're thankful, oh, so thankful for you, the church. Thankful we're here and able to some degree. There are others that need jobs or have job-related relationships that are monumental in their lives. Lord, we're ready for the power, your power, in our situation. There are people that have family situations. Husbands and wives not getting along. Trouble with kids or other family dynamics. I hate abuse of any kind. There's another question the doctors asked, are you being abused? After you get a certain age, they think you're sitting around getting beat on, I guess. I don't know. I say, no, I'm not abused. I am telling you, I am well taken care of. Debbie's getting the abuse, having to put so much effort into dealing with me, but I appreciate it, and she is taking excellent care of me, and it's an answer to prayer, an answer to our relationship, and I appreciate it. And then there are others that are dealing with finances. Most of my prayers before I got sick was finances. I was in construction a long time, and before I took a job working for my buddy, it was a job here and a job there. So I did a lot of praying for finances, and God met the need. God took care of the situation. There are people who are unsaved. There are people who are bound with drugs and alcohol and other bondages. I could get political, but I won't. I'll stay away from that. But it doesn't matter what the need is, folks. I'm ready for the power of the Lord God. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? I'm ready, Lord, for your power. I'm ready to take the mantle and put it on the Jordan and watch the waters part and the ground dry. When I was in the hospital, I come to a point and I thought, Lord, I want you to know. And I was praying as a group because we had a lot of people. Our prayer requests are big requests. We have a lot of people in need, and our families have need. And I want to see every need taken care of. And I said, Lord, I want you to understand, I accept. There was a message in tongues and a prophecy that said something like that, that we need to receive or we need to accept God's power and deliverance. And I told the Lord, I accept the full and total healing in the name of Jesus. I receive the full, total healing in the name of Jesus. And I surrender to the full and whole total healing in the name of Jesus. And I want this to be across the board. Whatever your need is, let's accept total, let's accept, let's receive, and let's surrender to total deliverance, blessing, need met. Let's make a great claim as Elisha did to a great God, to a great Jesus, and to a great Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray that God's word will touch us today, and then I'm going to ask that everyone that can to come forward, and I want us just to stand in the presence of God and seek the Spirit of God. You say, well, I'm not filled, then let's open your hearts. Let's open ourselves. But let's pray right now. Lord, thank you for this word and thank you for this people. I pray you bless this word. Lord God, we have situations and they're beyond us, but they're not beyond you. You're a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. And I want us to worship. I want us to open our hearts to your Holy Spirit. But Lord, I want you to touch your people and meet every need. Lord, it doesn't matter what the need is. To one, it may seem small. To someone else who's going through it, it's like a mountain. Meet every need. Break every chain. Break every chain. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Let us be that army rising up. Break every chain. Touch every heart and life in Jesus' name. I'd like us to come to the front. Open your heart to the Spirit. You say, well, what do I do? Just worship the Lord. Just worship the Lord. Lord, I'm ready for your power to be filled with the Spirit or to plug in for refreshing, renewal, and spiritual growth. Just spend some time before the Lord. It's your time. However you want. However you want. Just surrender. Holy God, we love you, Jesus. Holy God, we love you, Jesus. Let your Spirit minister, Lord. Let your power flow. Lord, there's great mountains before us. There's hurt. Oh God, there's hurt. Oh Lord, send that balm of Gilead to bind up the wounds, Lord. Lord, touch everyone that needs a healing. Touch our family that needs a healing, oh God. Touch our family that needs salvation, Lord. Touch our family that has needs. Our families that are falling apart. Oh God, looks like there's no hope. But you're able to bind them together. Holy Spirit of God, flow upon us. Flow upon us. Shandaladidia kidia ladidia sanda. We exalt your mercy. We exalt your grace. And we thank you for your power that has come upon us after the Spirit has come into our lives. O Ramakanda Lididiyasata. Iria lededidiosanda. Shanda lededidiakiria lededidiasanda. Hala lededidiosata. Kanda lededidiosiria lededidiosanda. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Shalalalaka alalididiasi. Kiri andalididia. Kura masandalididia kandalididia. My church, I speak to you today that I am the same as I was back in the day of Elijah and Elisha. I am the same one that took Elijah to heaven and empowered Elisha to minister upon the earth. Today you live under a greater covenant because I gave my life on the cross. I paid for the brand new covenant, and I give to you my power. I baptize you with the Spirit, and the Spirit will empower you in every part of your life. I give you my blessing. I give you my peace, and I give you hope that is beyond your circumstances. I give you hope, and I give you life, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Sometimes we need just to rest in the Lord. Lord God, I pray for Brother Arden today. I pray for that blood pressure that keeps dropping. I pray, Jesus, that you will bring your power into his life. And Lord, as you touch him for that, we pray that you'll bring healing to his whole body. Your power is beyond our understanding. And I pray, Lord, your strength, your strength, your strength. Touch Sister Watson, giving her strength. She's been on a long trip, and I pray that you'll give her rest and strength in Jesus' name. Touch Sister Frieda, give her strength in her body and healing. Brother Ernie, Lord God, be with him mightily. Be with him mightily. Give Sister Barbara strength. Oh, merciful Lord. Brother Don Cross, give him strength and touch Sharon with strength, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Ramasandai. Be with Brother Andrew as he gets ready for a big move. Be with his family. Lots of things that will happen. Long journey. Be with them, Lord God. Mercy, Jesus. Anyone else need a touch? We prayed for her. You like prayer? Okay, Sister. Lord, we pray that you'll touch Sister Nancy this morning. Lord, that you'll touch her body and give her strength and your healing touch. You're merciful and you're mighty for us, Lord. And we honor you today. Let your power Let your power, be released in Jesus' name. Holy God. Holy God. Holy God. Holy God. Holy God. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Yes, you are able, Lord. Your power is great. You're able, Lord. Your power is great. Your power is great. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. I would like to ask Donnie to dismiss us in prayer. I appreciate all that he's done, and a lot of praying. He's done a lot of praying for me, and along with Audrey and the kids, and I appreciate it. I appreciate the power of God, and I'm thankful. Donnie?
Lord, we're thankful for your presence with us here today, God. We're thankful for the opportunity for us to gather together as a body and pray and lift you up. And to thank you for the many, many wonderful things you've done to deliver us and to heal us. And Lord, this morning we accept your full and complete healing. And submit, Lord God, to your complete deliverance from each of the needs that we have, that you know, that you see, and that you can answer. And we ask that you go with us this morning, that your presence, Lord God, be continually with us, and that our and praise be continually on our lips as we go into this week, Lord God, and that you continue to work day in and day out in the days ahead in each of the needs, Lord God, that we have brought before you today, and your continued blessing over this church.
Jesus, amen.
And we ask that you bring each week more and more, Lord, needy souls to come into this place to be blessed with your presence and blessed by your Spirit and saved by your power and grace. And mercy. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. I'm doing excellent.
You did.